Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Obviously, what's happening with Israel, Ukraine, and now we got the U.S. and China talking about this ship that sailed through the South China Sea. So, folks, to say it's a chock full is just even really an understatement. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Oh, and as I've been mentioning all morning, Eric Swalwell says we're not aggressively listening enough. That's evidently what the problem is with the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message, and you are off and running from there. All right, well, once again, we're joined by our good friend, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, you were mentioning about the Houthis right before we went to the top of the hour break. Good morning again.
Good morning, yes. There is a Israeli billionaire that had a chemical cargo ship, and it there was a huge attempt by the Houthis to seize this ship. They had actually sent out a distress call. So, the USS Mason responded to the distress call, and they were, the Houthis attempted to get the crew who had locked themselves into a fortified room on the ship. They couldn't break through, so apparently they decided to bail out. But our Navy, I think in cooperation with either the Brits or the French, were able to get these guys. That's a good thing. But all while that was happening, two ballistic missiles were launched by the Houthis to the USS Mason. Now, here, this is a fascinating statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because this comes from U.S. Central Command. And it says, but they further state it's unknown whether the missiles were actually attempting to target the ship, meaning the USS Mason.
Uh-huh.
And that they landed in the ocean 10 nautical miles away, not warranting any kind of interception. It's unknown whether the missiles were attempting to target our ship. Really? This is coming from Central Command? Don't they have like a little log here of what the Houthis have been doing?
Right. No kidding. Is it a way of trying to kind of weasel out of this thing in the sense that they don't want to be super inflammatory, like this is really happening to us?
Again, I keep saying risk adverse is our risk, and that risk keeps growing. I mean, we're now way up to 75 attacks on our bases and our forces between Iraq and Syria. 75? Really?
Yeah.
And what are we doing? And why are the Houthis not on the terror? Why were they, one, removed? And why are they not put back on? I mean, that should take one event and they go right back on.
Right. Right. Well, exactly. You know, and then also, We've got the report that Joe Biden issued an apology to Muslim American leaders for somehow for not taking Hamas's word for it in terms of reports of casualty. You know, I don't believe a word Hamas says about anything.
Well, and he even said that.
Yeah.
And then he walks it back. So I said last week, you know, we have an administration whose policy is pity. So if you want to know what foreign policy is, it's the pity policy. We're going to pity all these people. We're going to pity the Hamas. And we're going to pity the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They don't really mean the word fatwa.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they don't mean, and as I've been mentioning all morning, right, and I'm not trying to be funny, but Eric Swalwell makes us all laugh when he says, you know, we're not aggressively listening enough, or we need to listen aggressively. Well, we have listened to Hamas. We know exactly what they've said in the past, and certainly isn't he listening to what happened on October 7th? I mean, how much more confirmation do you need about their intentions?
Well, you know, Swalwell, you know, we ought to aggressively not be listening to him.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. Because, again, you know, he puts it in these terms as though, see, we're just not seeing the big picture. Or we're not, you know, it's a way of trying to sort of soften up what should be the harshest, most visceral reaction that the Democrat administration and the Democrat Party and the Republican Party should be having. The Republicans are doing it, obviously, but the Democrats really are not.
Well, I mean, okay, let's not listen. We won't listen. We'll close our ears and we'll see with radar and technology two ballistic missiles that the Houthis want. How about that?
Right. Yeah, I don't know how Swalwell would react to that. He'd probably, you know, we don't want to confuse him with what's actually going on out there.
You know, and then, you know, you got people like Kamala Harris that are putting out a thing about gas stoves, and she's got a gas stove in her kitchen. You know,
that's right. Happy Thanksgiving.
We're not listening. We're looking.
There you go. Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up to the first break here of this hour, and we got a couple of callers hanging on the line, so please do continue to hang on the line. We'll get you on with Denise Simon as soon as we come back, folks, where we have more time to talk with you, so stay right there, everybody. We are going to head off to the break, not to Kathmandu, because we're going to turn around and come right back. But stay right there. There's lots more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, I'm a little confused because on the one hand, you've got a Washington Post reporter saying that the Democrat Party believes now that the word Bidenomics is a negative word. And then on the other hand, you have another person basically saying that the country's on the right track. The economy on the right track. It's all looking good. Is a Biden economic advisor. So which is it? Is it a negative word? Are we on the right track? Whatever. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we're talking with our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I tell you what, let's head over here to line number one. We've got Rick in Tampa. He's been patiently waiting. Let's see what's on his mind this morning. I think he might have a question for you. Good morning, Rick in Tampa.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Doing great. Doing great.
Well, good. I've been listening closely. And, Kyle, you said something earlier that was interesting about the politics.
Okay.
Vice President. You're right about not choosing anyone that he's been after attacked. He can, you know, there's a lot of talent on that stage. Those people that he's attacked would be a weakness for him in a campaign. Democrats could use that. But they're also good people to be calling on for various cabinet posts or various administration posts.
Sure, agree.
That being said, Tim Scott was never attacked. And Tim Scott, I think, would be an excellent consideration.
Very interesting, yeah.
As, Denise was saying about the 3 days extension, offering it, you know, getting out ahead, head them off at the pass, kind of, and offer that. But that has to, you know, hey, show us 30 or 40 people, get them here in a couple of hours, and we'll... you know, we can talk. But other than that, I'm sick and tired of playing games.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stick to their guns. And Biden, the pressure on them is going to be enormous because there's still, what is there? There'll be 150 released. There'll still be another 70 or 80 held. And in what conditions, we don't know. I mean, they're not going to bring out the most medically in need because of the optics on that. So you have to worry about there being people with real medical issues that they're not showing us. They're not bringing out. I don't know. It's difficult anyway. That was things on my mind.
Indeed. Well, Denise,
you guys have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Thank
Rick.
You.
Thank you.
You.
Take care. We'll talk again soon. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Denise?
According to the IDF and the Minister of Defense for Israel, they have still about 1,000 targets they want to hit. And I'm pretty sure that they will do that. Now, how they will hit them, we don't know. I'm reading that some of these tunnels that they have uncovered that don't have anybody in them anymore, they're going to fill them with seawater, which I think is okay, because that water is going to find its way out or find its, you know, water is self-leveling. So it could reveal other pathways of these tunnels.
Right.
And I think that I know that the Israelis are pretty busy here with all the things that are happening in the country, but I think Israel's ambassadors and their diplomatic corps, whatever size it is, it probably needs to be expanded, and they ought to start going on a full-blown global marketing
campaign.
Yes, I almost want to say propaganda, but that has kind of a negative connotation to it. But nonetheless, and they really ought to start exposing some things, and they ought to expose Jordan, and they ought to expose Saudi Arabia and Oman and Egypt, and especially Qatar.
That's right.
You know, I was beginning to read a piece the other day. Let's not forget that when Obama released, what was it, 5 Taliban out of Guantanamo for Bo Bergdahl, they actually opened a diplomatic office in Doha, Qatar, for the Taliban. So they have their own embassy, essentially. Mm. Well, Hamas does, too.
Well, yeah. Well, of course they do. Yeah.
And it was funded by none other than Obama.
Oh, wow. Very interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, let's head over here to line 2. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's been waiting patiently to ask you a question. So good morning, Neil. And you're on the line with Denise Simon.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
How are you, Kyle? How are you, Denise?
Good, thanks.
You know, I heard earlier you were talking about the Beatles. Am I right on that?
Maybe, yeah. In what context?
Well, you know, I was listening to a record the other day. It was called The Humpty Dance. Remember that record?
Yeah, I remember The Humpty Dance, yeah, I do.
You know, that's my kind of music.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like Bruce Springsteen. I don't like the Bee Gees, Barry Manilow, the Beatles. I'm not with that, you know. But
that's cool.
I wanted to get to my point, and it's more about things that are more serious. I'm sick of this war in Israel, you know. I wish they could have ended this thing yesterday, maybe a week ago. You know, this is going to go on for months. You know, Israel should tell them, Hamas, okay, release the hostages, throw down your weapons, come out with your hands in the air. You know, we got the biggest gang on the block. We got more guns and bullets. Okay? It's one-dimensional, unilateral. That's the negotiation. I wish they could do that, you know? And I'm sick of Ukraine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell Zelensky, no, you cannot buy any more Maseratis or Swiss chalets. You know, the Europeans know the Ukrainian government is, and it's been categorized as a mafia government. You know, no more money to Zelensky. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, why don't we give Denise a quick chance to respond to that, because we just got about 2 minutes or so, but there's a lot to unpack there, but I appreciate it very much, Neil. All right. Thanks again.
To help out Neil here a little bit, let's go back a little ways to when Yevgeny Prigozhin owned, when he was still alive, he owned an operation called Internet Research Agency that was based out of St. Petersburg. And it was nothing more than a troll operation. And they would look at the West, they would look at events, and then they would create these fake accounts on social media, all across social media, and expand how bad they were. And in fact, they would actually concoct false stories. That still goes on today, not necessarily with the Internet Research Agency, but with now what we have is artificial intelligence and deep fakes. So the fact that Zelensky was buying Maseratis and Swiss chalets has been proven false. I understand it. I saw those stories out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that when Russia went to war with Georgia, nobody did anything. When they seized Crimea, nobody did anything. And now, you know, in 2014, they started the war over in Donbass. 14,000 were killed within... Ukrainians were killed within a year. Nobody did anything. And people are still dying today. Nobody is really doing anything, including Biden. He's errantly sending stuff over there that takes a year to get there or more.
Right. Yeah, it's not instantaneous. It's not overnight. It's not coming by FedEx.
No.
If it was, it would get there.
The United States military's got 85,000 tanks. Did we know that? 85,000 tanks. And we don't use them.
Right.
Why weren't the 85,000 tanks there during the Obama administration?
Well, they were busy sending blankets and MREs.
MREs.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Well, tell you what, Denise, hold on there real quick because we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It's Monday, and we are cruising. No doubt about it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said the goal is to allow the release of more hostages. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, the president expressed relief over Sunday's release of 40-year-old Israeli-American Abigail Eidan and other hostages. More humanitarian aid is being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday, a convoy they said was loaded with much-needed food, water, medicine, and emergency medical supplies. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. The FBI warns online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Cruising through the Monday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad that you're there. We are here, and the number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon, our good friend, and, of course, a regular contributor here to the program, founderscode.com. That's the website for Denise Simon. And you definitely want to head over to founderscode.com. You definitely want to check out Denise's articles and such. And Denise, you've got a lot of different things over there for people to check out as well. Isn't that correct?
I try and cover the spectrum, but thanks.
Well, of course, of course. Well, people will find it very, very edifying, I think. And so once again, Denise, yes, we've got so much happening. And by the way, I appreciate Neil's call very much. And I'm glad that you were able to offer some information about some of this, of what's gone out there on, you know, into the zeitgeist, as it were, into the big world, about Zelensky and evidently the purchasing of the chalets, if I recall correctly. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you can dispel some of that.
Do you remember under the Obama administration, there was a big, huge brouhaha about something called Jade Helm? Do you remember that?
It rings a bell, yeah.
Jade Helm was where the military was going to take over. So they were doing these drills and training things in Texas, and it was called Operation Jade Helm. And all of a sudden, things were getting expanded, and that the military was going to do this and that and so forth and so on. It turned out none of it was true. All of that came from the Internet Research Agency.
Ah, I see. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of times things that just aren't true, I mean, they sound like they've got something to go with it, but it's really not. And so that's why, you know, I'm glad that you were able to speak to that. Because obviously, well, the one thing we want to do is we want to get to the bottom of things as best as we possibly can. And so again, I'm glad that you're there to be able to really help with that. Tell you what, we do have a caller that's been holding on. We've got our friend Bob in Banning, and he does have a question for you this morning, I believe. So Bob, do you have a question for Denise this morning?
Yeah, I want to talk about how Indian Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, put in a puppet, a gay puppet, Leo Varadkar, in Ireland, to head off the United Ireland. The election in December 2022 was tilted and stolen for this Indian gay.
Okay, I don't think that that's really relevant. If you want to talk about politics, that's one thing. But
it kind of is. Let him keep going because I think I know where he's going to head with this.
It's a puppet government put in Ireland to head off the United Ireland because they knew that this amazing victory by Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland. The big headlines around the world would be Ireland is united. It would have been united. But they headed it off by, and what happened over there was a Muslim man, 50 years old, from Algeria, started stabbing school kids and a woman.
Yes.
And the crowd disarmed him and beat him up. The cops came to rescue the perpetrator who was beaten up to the hospital. And the people were marching in the street saying, get them out, get them out. We're living in poverty here in Dublin. We don't have enough housing. And you're bringing in these people and giving them money and housing. They're building mosques here. And this stinks. So they said they're a bunch of right-wing hooligans.
Right.
They're not. They're like our Republicans here in the United States of America. They want the Republic of Ireland, United Ireland. They want money for housing. They don't want to be in poverty. And they said, kick them out, these immigrants you're bringing in, kick them out.
Well,
so the whole new.
Okay, so good. That's an interesting point. So let's let Denise respond.
He kind of was doing the same thing with bringing back David Cameron. You know, Britain is supposed to be a very close European ally, and I would argue that Biden probably hasn't had a conversation with Sunak at all, period. if you see what's happening in Europe with the protests and the this and that and from both sides and what is happening with Ireland, you know, in Eastern Europe, I mean, you talk equilibrium is collapsed. I mean, the world's just gone nuts, and you know, everybody's trying to find some kind of a moderate solution to everything, and the moderate solution ends up being worse than no solution.
Indeed,
you know,
indeed.
It's just. But I understand his point, and okay. I appreciate that.
Well, I tell you what, Bob, you got a parting shot here, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, this Varadkar, Leo Varadkar, he's Indian like Sunak, he's gay, and he's a puppet prime minister, and he was put in by manipulating the election with the Green Party and Fianna Fáil getting together, and the election was stolen in December 2022, to head off what just happened, which is the amazing victory of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland, to head off, because the headlines all around the world would read right now, Ireland United, finally united.
That's what
under
you're
the
saying.
Sinn Féin government of the Republic and Northern Ireland, and they headed that off by putting this Leo, and now he wants to put in hate legislation against the people marching in the street. They have no First Amendment there, and he's a dictator puppet of
and they just arrested Tommy Robinson again.
Yeah. Well, Bob and Danny, we sure appreciate the call. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about Israel and the Ukraine.
There's more ground fires out there for sure, so I appreciate it.
Ireland is the big topic right now about the horrible thing of a puppet government of the United Kingdom, Leo Varadkar, and he's a Protestant, too. He's a minority religion in the Catholic nation. I mean, this stinks. We need to have a Sinn Féin government.
All right. Well, thanks,
and
Bob.
We need a united Ireland.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm glad he's keeping up.
Well, he did mention a couple of different times about this person he's talking about. Is the sexual orientation, is that the most relevant issue to this political issue, or what do you think?
He's taken a woke policy, and you think you're trying to, if you try and please everybody, you end up pleasing nobody. You know, so I mean, we don't need more countries to go sideways on us, and you know, I feel badly for Ireland. I've been kind of watching that one myself. I'm seeing what's happening in Britain, which is disgusting.
And not just from the political standpoint, but also from a business standpoint as well. We understand that Disney is now admitting that, you know, its own left policies, which I guess you could consider woke in the same regard, that it's really hurt their shareholders. And, you know, they're finally kind of coming to this revelation. And this has been the explanation as for why people haven't gone out to see, say, the new Marvel movie or that kind of stuff. Because they
Disney just gave all of their employees badges with their selected pronouns on them.
Right.
Their name badges.
Right. So, in other words, wading into these social things, you know, sometimes obviously can be a real bad thing for politics, but in business as well.
We're doing it in schools. We're doing it across the military. I mean, it hurts everything. And, you know, Robinson was arrested while he stopped someplace to have breakfast, you know.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but there is a backlash against the wokeness. You know, but again, I think as more businesses figure this stuff out, they're going to realize that they don't want to alienate a lot of their customer base, you know, for that. In other words, trying to vocally please a particular group of people. But Denise Simon, thanks again. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. You have yourself a great morning, and thanks again for everything.
All right. Good morning.
Take care. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're coming right back right after this, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Very interesting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What you were talking about, and what do you think about that?
Well,
again, it's, you know, it's like they're parading out all of these, it's almost like they're salespeople and you know, that they're telling you, you know, you've got all this water that's coming down on your head and they're telling you that it's not raining outside. It's getting to be, you know, a tad bit ridiculous. And it was almost like, you know, her latest statement was like, if it wasn't for all these higher prices and food and energy and everything that everybody's going to spend on, everybody'd feel a lot better. Well, no kidding. But that's, you know, that's what concerns everybody on an everyday basis is, you know, whether or not Bill Clinton's terms, where we were even close to being somewhat fiscally sane, and we've gone off the rails since then. So, you know, how do we make ends meet again? Well, we have to start making some more difficult choices. You're going to have to start saying, hey, you know what, you know, we can't have everything, and we're going to have some cuts here and there. And unfortunately, it's few and far between that really want to do that in Washington, D.C., whether it be an elephant or a donkey.
Well, indeed. And, of course, you do have people out there that really feel like they're getting maxed out, though. This is one of the things that they were talking about with that particular economic advisor to the White House. His name is Bernstein, I believe.
Jared Bernstein.
Yeah, exactly. And so people are wondering, you know, how are they going to pay for all this stuff for Christmas? But yet they still seem to be able to find some well to go to, I guess.
Well, I mean, your well better not be a credit card, because that's not a well. I mean, you got to put the water back in that well. And that's, you know, that's what's difficult. In fact, you got to put more money back into that well unless you're paying it off in full every single month. So, again, I lament people and the decisions that the decisions that people make over the holidays to overextend themselves, because then it really puts you a few steps backwards heading into the new year, and you don't want to do that. Again, it's an awful feeling when, you know, you open up those credit cards in January and you're like, what did I do? And, you know, you start off the year having to, you know, pay ridiculous credit card fees and all this, and working, you know, half the year more than off just to pay off Christmas. You know, that's no way to live, and I highly recommend people decide against that. You know, work out a way and a budget when it comes to your Christmas spending, so you're not overextending yourself.
Well, I remember, you know, back in the day, you know, families had, I guess, what they call the Christmas club or something like that, or, you know, there was a way of budgeting for that kind of thing, and I know that to some degree or another, people may still do that. But it does sort of sneak up on you towards the end of the year. I also remember when people would do things like on layaway. It would take a long time to pay for something, and then they'd go pick it up, and it was a Christmas present.
Well, yeah, there's lots of things you can do. You can, you know, as your family, you get together, you come up with a number and say, hey, we're going to do a, you know, a Secret Santa, and, you know, we're going to only limit our spending to a certain dollar amount, which is doable for everybody. And, you know, I'm it's the thought that always counts with these things. You know, for, you know, close friends and family, I'm not big with gift cards. So, you know, you can put some great thought, you know, into a gift and, you know, keep it under a certain price. You just have to, work at it a little bit.
Well, indeed. Something else that I saw that kind of caught my eye, and we were actually talking a little bit about it last segment with Denise Simon in the context of what came up there, but it looks like Disney is now saying that its left-wing politics actually hurt their shareholders. You knew this, I knew this. As Bob Dole might say, the American people know that, but Disney's now just figuring this out.
They put a little blurb in their annual report, you know, that they're recognizing that, you know, they've gotten into some really bad waters. I don't even know how Bob Iger still has his job over there. I mean, he came back in to right the ship, and it's one bad movie, you know, major loss after another. This weekend included, they, you know, launched another film that was an absolute failure. So it's just, it's amazing to me how far that company has fallen and how they continue to shoot themselves in the foot. But again, they do the same thing over and over again. It's you know, I don't get it. I really don't. And even a lot of, you know, the fare that they're putting out, I'm saying, you know, who wants to consume this? I mean, gone are the days of, you know, this great, you know, team ups with them and Pixar and some of the things that they put out that were just, you know, timeless classics, and you don't see it anymore.
Well, no, you're exactly right about that. And unfortunately, when a movie doesn't do well, the blame goes on to, well, people don't like what the movie says, or because of their own politics, they don't want to come see this movie. But a lot of times it's because the movie isn't super great. I really kind of bristle at the idea that, well, you know, maybe it's a saturation of a certain genre or of a certain, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is, you know, super cool in and of itself, but it's just been a lot. And I think they've gone to the well one too many times.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't know who greenlights these films or thinks that this might be a good idea, or they're just getting lazy. With the things that they're putting out, I'm like, you know, how could you not see that this, you know, is not going to be problematic? And, you know, when you, yeah, you can overdo it when it comes to exposure things. When your entire, well, the whole Marvel thing, that it turns into, like, people have to do almost homework, and see all these theories before they have to go see a movie. I mean, that's not what it was when my kids were younger and I was taking them to the movies. It wasn't like that. They've definitely, that drop the ball when it comes to that. It's almost at the point, and though they even said this year there's only going to be one Marvel movie coming out the entire year, and that's it. It's a rated R one, so.
Right. Well, exactly. But again, I think this is going to be across the board for different companies that have either supported political agendas or, kind of gone to the mat for something like that. Because you don't want to alienate your consumers. You want people to come shop at your store, buy your product. Who cares who they vote for? I mean, from a business standpoint. But if you start sort of pigeonholing yourself, then you're just going to wade into a controversy.
Well, there's the old Michael Jordan line when he worked at Nike. People were asking him why. He was, you got to get more involved in politics, all this stuff, and he. Yeah, this funny line, he said, Republicans buy shoes too. And, you know, he never got involved in all of that. And just, kept above the fray when it comes to things. I mean, certain times, you know, you want to get involved from time to time, but when you are all in or you're pushing an agenda to some degree, I mean, it can be detrimental to your shareholders your bottom line.
Well, sure. Sure. Now, what do you think in terms of, I keep seeing things about mortgage rates. But are they moving enough where people will start reacting to that, is it just going to be a certain group who still have some kind of financial ability to do that with the interest rates being comparatively high to what people were used to?
Yeah, they are, but it's definitely picked up. There's no doubt about that. Seen people applying for mortgages. Those numbers have definitely increased since the numbers have come down, and hopefully they'll continue to drop to continue to get more people into homes.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, you can hear Chris on Saturday mornings, Eastern Time, 5 a.m., right here on AM 860, and then Sundays, 5 p.m., again, right here on AM 860. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great morning, Chris.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. And, folks, we're going to head up to the top of the hour. We're going to see what's happening in the top of the hour news, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Frank Silvato. Stay right there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.